This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to be clear here in this final segment before our next guest host takes over. The known Schwertle host of Warren today at 6 p.m. Double duty here. But this final segment with Scott Bennett, I want Owen to pop up any questions or comments he's got. But I want to just get back to, I told people, you know, 20 years ago, the elites were building underground bunkers and stuff. But in the last 5 years, they've been accelerating it, and it's just fever pitch. And then now they're literally gone to overdrive. So what does that say about the establishment? They're creating a world where they want power and vertical integration of the economy, even though that creates starvation, death, and crime. They defund the police, they defund society, and then they think they're still going to have money and infrastructure to pay the paramilitary police. And, of course, the robots will never save them. So these people act like they're really smart, and they're in control because they're ruthless, but they really only think it looks like one or two dimensionally. What am I missing here, and what do you make of all this bunker news?
Well, I think the bunker news is accurate. It follows the infrastructure development that is the escape valve for their delusion. They're under a delusion, a demonic delusion. They're under a predictable future that is entirely different from the reality that's coming. They think in a certain way, and they think there's going to be an inevitability of transhumanism, that their consciousness is going to be stored in alternative formations, that there's all sorts of extraterrestrial intervention in this too. We know the demonic Nephilim spiritual reality of that, but they're under a different mythology with regards to that. I think the X-Files was very good at predicting a lot of this material with regards to viruses and bees and spreading all sorts of things that would transform human society. I think they're under the same delusion. So the bunkers that are being built, I think, are with the expectation that they are going to trigger a nuclear – they're going to trigger Russia or China or both into some sort of a nuclear wasting of the United States. Their population control obsession is part of that. They anticipate Zuckerberg is somehow going to inherit all of the Hawaiian Island or people moving up into Yellowstone or other places where there's going to be no human beings around except them. This is part of the delusion, but the bunker creation of subterranean or alternative living quarters, I think it's a sign of their expectation that they can trigger and create world-destroying events and that the American people are going to be sheep in a pasture and not have any say in the matter, where I think the opposite is true. The American people are rising up and casting off this perception.
You're right, not being sheep, because imagine, Scott, I agree, imagine society breaks down. Everyone literally in Kauai hates Zuckerberg. They all know where he lives. So there's a nuclear war and society's falling apart. Everybody's starving to death. You're going to have everybody going there. I mean, he's an idiot. And he thinks...
His life is already cost and suspect. I don't see Zuckerberg or any of these people escaping the French Revolution that's coming, which will hang them by the neck and put their heads on pikes after due process of law. And due process of law is coming.
Well, it looks like we've had the inevitable crash of Alex Jones' iPad here, Scott. So great stuff here. We got 60 seconds left of this break. Let people know one more time where they can find your work.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, Owen. It's good to be with you, too. I love the beard. Go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. You can email me. We can get you the information on the Indian Black Salve. It's a healer. It'll cure. I cured my cancer, so I hope it does the same for other people. And if you want to see the videos and the news that we put out, go to patreon.com/shellgame. And globalfreedomtv.com is our news outlet. So always good to be with you.
All right, thank you, Scott. And Alex's iPod died. I will say from Alex, thank you a lot for coming on today.
My pleasure, brother. Keep fighting a good fight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when we come back, Drew Hernandez is connected. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour of today's transmission. I'll be back hosting the War Room. I got so much news, so many video clips to get to. Do not tune away from the InfoWars live transmissions.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, info warriors and based thought criminals worldwide, welcome to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Well, here we are, June 1st, with what the woke mob likes to call Pride Month, which is essentially, in reality, the worship of Lucifer Month, because we know that the fall of Lucifer, the originator of pride, all right, the OG Proud One, according to the Bible, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, these various passages. We know that that is essentially the worship of Lucifer. What's the ultimate Luciferian worship? Is it running around with 666 everywhere? Blood sacrifice, black magic, witchcraft, getting involved with the occult, pledging your allegiance to Satan? Yes, all of those things fall under the category of Luciferianism. And obviously, according to the Bible, I'll be honest with you, the Bible says if you're not born again, you're a son or a daughter of disobedience. You are a son or daughter of Lucifer if you're not born again. You're not with Father God, you're with Father the Devil. It's that simple. It's black and white, all right? It's that black and white. It's that simple. But I'll tell you one thing, to specifically highlight an entire month dedicated to one thing, pride, and the absolute opposition towards God's original, biological, prescribed, all right, practice for humanity. This goes to Genesis. This is the Genesis of humanity. So not only is it a big F you to God, because the Bible makes it very clear there are, you know, seven things that God hates that he finds are an abomination. One of those things is God hates a proud look. That's what the Bible says. It means he disdains it, despises it. When you turn around and you blaspheme God's original design for procreation, you invert what a marriage is supposed to be between biological male, biological female, not in union of fornication, but in union of holy matrimony to honor God and for the purpose of procreation. That's one gigantic offense, okay? But also identifying it and branding it in the name of pride. Here we are, June 1st, 2023, with all the woke corporations, the groomer corporations, trying to bump up those ESG scores. Not going well for Target. I think they lost about $12 billion. Bud Light is just a... You know, they're just grasping for air, like the Titanic going down, like Bud Light. And they're still, guys, did you see that in the news? Bud Light is still donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to pro-LGBTQ plus communities in the midst of losing billions of dollars and a boycott over homosexual Dylan Mulvaney. All right, it's just so insane. These people are willing to die. They're willing to die in their depravity. They're willing to go down with the ship with their degeneracy because these people are about it. But the reality of what this month really is, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't exist, right? Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it, right? So God owns the universe. Christ authored the universe. He's the author of time and space, mankind, everything inside and outside of time, a multidimensional universe and world that we live in. Anything, the Bible makes it very clear, Christ has originated and created. But he's not the pioneer of wickedness and sin. And also not the pioneer of lies. There are things that God cannot do. He cannot lie and he cannot sin. And he will not and cannot betray you. We betray him, but he will not betray us. Drew, what are you saying? What I'm saying is humanity is wicked and evil and degenerate and depraved. And they're branding an entire month dedicated to the one thing that embodies Lucifer from the very beginning. All right. So when you walk into a Target, let me be honest with you. When you walk into a Target, you walk into a Walmart, you walk into some corporate American ESG shill, right, in 2023, when you see all of this branding for Pride Month, we are proud in our sexuality and our degeneracy and spreading disease. When you walk into that Target and you see those aisles, you see those dedicated little merchandise booths for this specific month, right? Not only are they ESG corporate shills that really don't care about anybody, they just utilize the minorities and they want to be good citizens of the New World Order to bump that score up. But also, when you walk into a Target and you see that right there, targeting children, satanic clothing, right? Pride clothing designed for children that have lost their minds and that have been indoctrinated. That's not just some kind of dedicated aisle or spot for the LGBTQ plus. That is an altar to Satan, to Lucifer, all right? People ask themselves, what do idols look like in 2023? Well, I'll give you one. These people worship sex. They worship their sexual identity, what they call that, right? They worship their degeneracy, and they're pushing it across corporate America because it's been tolerated. It's been normalized, and now it's going after children, all right? Because the rainbow to begin with belongs to God. They stole that. They always have to just steal everything because they're never original. The devil's not an OG. He's not an original. The only thing he's an OG of, according to the Bible, that you see very, very clearly, lies, the father and the originator of lies. That's what Jesus said. And pride. That's what you see in the Bible. All right. And he plays on the lust of the flesh because he knows what sinful mankind will fall for and will be tempted by. But the one thing that is being normalized and tolerated right now is the one thing that is a total abomination, despicable in the eyes of God. God loves humanity. God wants to see people saved. That's what the gospel is. People have the opportunity to turn from their wickedness. All right, the born-again Christian isn't going to sit here and say, well, I'm just not going to address sin because who am I to judge? No, 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 no. The Bible says when Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission, all authority has been given unto me. All right? And I give unto you, all right? It's been given unto me all authority that you may go out into the nations, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, you got to preach the gospel. The authority to speak on righteousness and godliness and the eternal reality of what's going to happen to mankind in terms of sin and fallen mankind, that doesn't come from Drew's authority. That doesn't come from the pastor's authority. That doesn't come from the human being's authority. All authority has been given unto Christ. And we are born again, and that's been passed on to us. We are the messengers. All right. We are the messengers and the message never changes. Yes, you must be above reproach. None of us are perfect, but that doesn't mean that we cuck out and we back down from speaking biblical truth to a fallen world that's going straight to hell. You really love people? Do you really love people? Do I really love people? All right. Open rebuke is better than concealed love. That means that you're willing to tell the solid, just sniper, headshot, right between the eyes, truth that might hurt somebody's feelings, but it may save their soul. Is that the reality that I live? You know, is that where we really are right now in 2023? Or are we just trying to tiptoe around with these conservatives and limp-wristed Christians that they just want to run around and never hurt anybody's feelings? Oh, we just want to be accepted by the New World Order. We don't want to cause any problems. So what do we have to sacrifice theologically and give an appearance of godliness but lack its power thereof? That's what the Bible says. So we can just be accepted. No, it's not about being accepted by the world. It's about making sure that you put your faith in Jesus to be accepted by the Father so your soul is saved, and preaching that same heavenly message to a fallen world that needs the same thing. You see, we just sit here and we address the one thing in this American culture that needs to be addressed, that is sending people straight to hell. That is the reality of what is happening when you take a look at Pride Month. It is satanic, Luciferian month. Even the President of the United States, all these politicians and these woke corporations are pushing Satanism, Luciferianism. They are pushing the devil on you, your family, and your children. Stay away from it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to invite you guys to subscribe and follow me on my personal Rumble channel. They're up on the screen right now, or follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. Click that link in the bio so you can find all my base transmissions. I stream about 5 days a week exclusively on Rumble. But as always, you can find me here Thursdays during the fourth hour of the most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, The Alex Jones Show. Well, here we are kicking off Groomer Month. Kicking off Luciferian Month, because these people want to identify with pride. They want to identify with the heart of the serpent, the ancient dragon, the evil one. So, of course, these people are going to be serving their father, the devil. And you're going to see this stuff going to overdrive. Oh, they sit there and say, we just want to love and be loved and do what we want to do behind closed doors. But, you know, just about a few years later, they're going after children, all right? They're going after innocent kids with their degeneracy and hypersexual curriculums and showing children pornography and teaching them how to commit acts of sodomy against each other and lesbianage. And of course, because the Bible made it very clear. When you enter into total depravity, you enter humanity into what they call, what God calls, the reprobate mind. It means you lose your mind entirely, no moral code, no sense of right or wrong, just totally full-blown Lucifer worship, Satan worship, raping children, and pushing all kinds of degeneracy left and right. All right? Does that sound familiar? Isn't it just so crazy to me? I mean, I don't like to use the word crazy. I guess I use it in positive light, but it's just so wild when you see the Bible and you take a look at your news cycle and you take a look at your world and it's like, God was right and God will always be right. Okay? Like, it's just, you can't get away from it. There's no confining this stuff. There's no confining it. Mankind cannot confine sin, degeneracy, and wickedness. There's no safe version of any of this stuff. You got to address it at some point, just like every single human being has to address their own personal sin with a holy God. So must this community, so must this society, and so must this nation. Because if it does not, we will further plunge into judgment. America will not be blessed. I'm telling you, man, America will not succeed against the New World Order without Christ, without God. And how do we do that? We submit to his principles, whether it offends us or it offends a family member or whoever's closest to us. Jesus made it clear, man, you must be able to forsake everyone, even your own kids, your children. It doesn't mean that you just leave them by themselves. It just means that no one shall stand between you and Christ. And Christ said, those who really love me are those that obey me. Love for Christ is not some kind of emotional trip. It is simple obedience to his word. It's that simple, man. God doesn't make it that hard. God doesn't make it that hard. But here we are. Here we are, 2023 Groomer Month, and they are kicking it off strong. Story number one, the U.S. Department of Education groomers telling children they got your back to kick off sodomy month. Oh, perfect timing. Would you look at that? They tweeted this morning. U.S. Department of Education on Twitter. Everyone in the school community should feel valued for who they are and free to be their authentic self. And this is what the U.S. Department of Education is saying to kick off Pride Month. Our message to LGBTQI plus students, teachers, and staff as we begin hashtag Pride Month. ED has got your back. Oh, I bet you do. All right. I bet you the United States Department of Education during sodomy month has the backs of children. Does that make anybody comfortable? Like, does that just not make you cringe? Whether you're straight, gay, whatever? When you read something like that during Pride Month where there's a lot of sodomy going on, let's just be honest, man. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. They worship their sexual identity. That's what it represents. All right, let's be adults here. Let's be honest here. Don't get triggered and run away. All right? Isn't it crazy when you identify these people and you describe who they are and what they do, they just start getting triggered, even the conservatives? Oh my God, that's so disrespectful. Drew, how could you say that about the sodomites? Don't describe what they do. That's gross. Yeah, I know, man. I know. But of course, the United States Department of Education is telling children that they got their back. Oh, God. Disgusting, uncomfortable, sus. You know what I mean? I mean, take a look at what's happening in California with our second story of the day. Story number two, Newsom. All right. Governor Gavin Newsom is blasting parents opposing a kid's school gay pride event as being far right. So their opposition towards a gay pride event for children. All right. Governor Gavin Newsom is coming out and saying, that is just far-right opposition. And he's saying that they're trying to eliminate the existence of minority communities. You see how this works? You see how these people do this? This is at the local, okay, governor's level in Los Angeles. If you're a parent and you take issue, all right, you take issue with some kind of pride night event at a school with children, at a high school with minors, the governor of a woke state is going to come out and accuse you, mom, of being far right and trying to shut down minority communities. What does that mean according to the woke globalist satanic mindset? It means that you're a racist. You're a racist. You're homophobic. You're transphobic. Whatever phobic name they come up with, right? It's all a psyop to just slander you in front of the entire population to make you look like you have leprosy and you can't be trusted and you deserve to be thrown in prison. And we know that DHS, the federal government, has been putting out reports saying the same thing, that they're anticipating attacks on LGBTQ events during Pride Month because people and parents are taking issue with LGBTQ plus curriculum in schools. Yeah, that includes stuff like this. So you will be designated as a terrorist. You will be designated as a far-right extremist. You will be designated as a threat to democracy. If you're a mom watching right now, I don't know, maybe you just found your way here. Maybe you just clicked a random link. Who knows? You don't even know who Alex Jones is. You don't know who Drew Hernandez is. You're not really into politics. You're not into any of this stuff. Maybe this is your red pill moment. It doesn't matter what your politics are, mom. It doesn't matter what you believe in, Dad. It does not matter how in the gray area you are. It doesn't matter if you're totally neutral to any of these beliefs. I don't, you know, really want to pick a bone with the Christians. I don't really want to pick a bone with the sodomites. I just kind of want to live my life and do my own thing. No, 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 no. That's not how it works with these people. They will force you to make a decision. Because if you simply just put your children before the state, you put your children before the pedophile teachers in K-12, you just simply say this: I am the parent. You do not have any authority over my children. That is crossing the line for those people. You will be designated, regardless of your politics, alt-right, far right, domestic right wing extremist, a threat to the state. Call CSP, Child Protective Services, and take the children. That's what these.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These people are never going to stop, by the way. They can't. They can't let up. They can't let go. They can't control themselves. Because wickedness, sin, and degeneracy, I mean, the Bible is very clear. By the Apostle Paul said, you're a slave to sin. You got to be freed. You have no control over this. There's no control. And especially on a societal level, with the grooming and the pedophilia, and the spread of STDs and all this nonsense that we're starting to see in our society, just the total deterioration from within, all right? I'll just be the guy to come out and just say it, you know? Whatever. It's going to take a Christian to really start saying this stuff. But there's other base Christians out there that are saying it. But we all got to really unify and just start calling it for what it is, man. There's no confining it. There's no restricting it. You're not going to put a stop to it. Humans need God. They need Christ. We need the Holy Spirit, all right? And that can only be accessed through repentance, accessed through the gospel, through what Christ has done on the cross, right? I mean, it's just that simple. You want to save your children? You go to Christ. You go to God. Like, this is what America has to do. But I mean, look at this. Look how painfully obvious this is. These people are kicking off Groomer Month, and they're not letting up at all because they can't. Bud Light goes down. Target goes down. Massive corporations go down. Boycotts are good, but it's going to take some real repentance. It's going to take America to really come back. Stop supporting, all right, all of these Luciferian simps. What they are. They're proxies of the devil, proxies of the New World Order. That's what these people are. And of course, they are going to go after the innocent. They have to go after children. They can't help it. They can't help it. And I'm not giving them a pass saying, oh, poor them. They can't help just being a pedophile. Now, what I'm saying is it's unrestrictive. Stop giving it a pass. Stop trying to explain it away. Stop trying to beat around the bush and cucking out and not calling it out for what it truly is. Because until we identify what this really is, there will be no solutions. There will be no change. It'll just be listening to freaking Barack Obama on repeat. Change, 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 and it only gets worse. Nothing but lies, mental illness, mental gymnastics. The society we live in, man. Don't you find it crazy? The conservatives are always jumping through all these, doing these mental gymnastics, all these hoops just to try to explain away something that's so black and white in the Bible. Now, why don't we put a stop to that? Why don't we get based like Uganda? You know what I mean? Why don't we get based like Uganda? Just do what's necessary. Traditional marriage is necessary. If we're going to be, if God is going to be honored, that's where things got to go, man. Call me a bigot. Call me filled with hate. Call me whatever you want. Because at the end of the day, I only care what God literally says about me. And if I'm in line with his word, then we good. Then we good. Well, here's our next story of the day, our third story of the day, just to give you guys a more example of how Groomer Month is kicking off strong. Exclusive. School district tells gym teachers to wear gay flags. Use preferred pronouns to make class more inclusive. Oh, would you look at that? A Colorado school district encouraged its physical education PE teachers to don LGBT pride gear and use preferred pronouns in an effort to display their support for the LGBTQ community, according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller Foundation. Your public records request. You know, the interesting thing is they could push all this degeneracy on children, but you say one word about Jesus, you quote one biblical passage to improve somebody's life, all the conservatives say, separation of church and state. Oh, my God. How dare you tell a children, you know, something eternal that could lead them to the salvation of their soul. But it's okay if you push sodomy on them. That's fine because it's not religious. Push the sodomy on the children because it's not religious. That's not oppressive. And then the pedophiles and the groomers come in with the blue and the green hair and the pink hair. Like, hey, little kid, it's Groomer Month. Are you ready? Are you ready to learn about gay sex? Are you ready? Are you ready to learn how to be a lesbian? Oh, little kid. Oh, you don't feel like you're actually your gender? I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about how you can chop your genitals off so you can feel better so you don't kill yourself. All inclusive, right? No. That's Satan. That's what that is. That is Satan whispering and groping children. But like I said, until it's actually addressed, nothing's going to change. I'll give you a perfect example of this. Here's a viral video. If the team wants to cue this up, this is our fourth story of the day. California high school teacher instructs students on how to get pleasure from anal sex and to buy sex toys from Target. Take a look at this clip.
Is where the prostate is. So you don't have to go inside the booty hole. You can actually just push on the seam, and that stimulates the prostate gland as well. Mm-hmm. And that, oh, they apparently really like that. But yeah, so that's why for male and male, anal sex is still very pleasurable because of the fact that it hits the prostate, and there's a lot of nerve endings in your booty as well. So the girls, the G-spot, prostate, they're the equivalent to each other, But apparently, that's why if you ever see, like, I think Target has them now, sex toys. If you go to Target, seriously, if you go to Target and go where the tampons and pads are, they just look like a little box, but if you open up, there's like a Velcro front to the box, you open it up, and then bam, sex toy. And you'll see them. CVS, yes, CVS has them too, a lot of them. And so that's why when you look at the toys, a lot of them look like this. And the reason because is for finding...
Oh, all giddy, all giddy. Hey, kids. Hey, you want to learn about anal sex and sodomy? I'm glad you asked. Woohoo! Did you know that Target, you can find sex toys? You just got to find them. You got to know where to find them. I'll show you where to find them so I can teach you guys how to use sex toys, little kids. Oh, CVS too. Yay, yay. Woo! Sodomy, children. Sodomy, children. Guys, guys. This is insane! This is so insane! But this is what the groomers do! This is what they do! It's all inclusive! It's all inclusive! No, no, it's okay, guys! 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 Hey! Relax! Relax! Alright? Relax! There's a reason for this! There's a reason why the teacher is explaining to children how to commit acts of sodomy against each other. And there's a reason why the teacher is leading the children how to find sex toys. Guys, 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 don't get mad. Don't get righteously angry, you bigot Christians. Come on, mom and dad. Don't you realize it's 2023 and this is just all about being inclusive? Don't you realize that this is just to make the gay little kids, just to make the little lesbian girls feel like they're okay too? Guys, 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 you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. This is just to make them feel acceptable. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? That's what this is about. No, I don't understand. I don't understand. There is no explanation. That's the depravity, you guys. That's what it looks like. Trying to explain away teaching minors how to sodomize each other and use sex toys in the classroom. But I can't quote the Ten Commandments. Because that's evil. No, that's evil. That's, you get your Jesus the hell out of there. That's evil. No, no. Jesus is evil, but sodomy is good in the classroom. Jesus is terrible, but sodomy is great to children in the classroom. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Okay? But this is exactly what I'm talking about. All right? Like the Bible said, they will call good evil and evil good. It's totally backwards. Reprobate mind, lost their minds, and these people will sit there like I just animated and try to explain to a parent why it's okay to talk to their children about sodomy and using sex toys to minors. Jesus.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, I want to thank you guys for riding with me today, going straight into outer space, as we always do. This is the most banned show on the face of the globe, in the universe, on the internet, the Alex Jones Show. I want to invite you guys to come watch my transmissions exclusively on Rumble. Just go type in Drew Hernandez, go download the Rumble app, or go type in rumble.com. Type in Drew Hernandez in the search. You guys can subscribe to me there. I like to go live. I'll go live tonight at 10:30 p.m. Pacific. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Or just follow me on Twitter at Drew H. Live. Click the link in the bio. You'll find all that good stuff. We get down. We get down. Just like we do here. We hold nothing back here. This is band.video, right? This is InfoWars. So just to prove my point even further, with these groomers and these degenerates that they just cannot resist going after children. Not because they're victims and they're minor attracted persons or they're youth attracted persons with a sickness. Oh, that needs to be cured. No, 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 no. These are degenerate, wicked, sick perverts. All right. That try to justify their obviously unhealthy attraction, pedophilic attraction to children. And they hide behind the flag while they're doing so. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Talk about real wolves in sheep's clothing, right? Like for real. Educators. People that are meant to be trusted figures in the community. Where else would a demon hide? Right? The Bible says that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. It's a deception. The bad guy puts a costume on that looks like the good guy. Right? It's quite literally that. That's what these people are. So, of course, Satan's going to infiltrate teachers, going to infiltrate these positions in society, all right, where they get proxies to be you know, pushing their agenda, pushing their degeneracy, but they will be in positions of power. They will be in positions of trust to the public so that they can target the innocent. That's what this is all about. Warping and raping a child, not only their mind, but literally them physically. And they hide behind what? The rainbow that belongs to God, but they are trying to redefine with anti-God's original design for biological procreation, traditional marriage. All right, this is an attack on God. You want to call yourself a Christian? You got to address this stuff. You want to win the culture war? You got to really push back on this stuff. You really want to be walking with God and be blessed with God? I can guarantee you this issue is at the forefront of everything for God, because it's at the forefront of our entire existence. All right? As a human race, all right, this is at the forefront of everything. There's never a blessing for going against God, but there's always a blessing for submitting to God. It's that simple. But like I said, to prove my point, because these pedophiles can't resist themselves, let's queue up video two, if the team has video two there. This is a teacher. Oh, an LGBTQ plus ally teacher. Oh, yes, so great, so inclusive and great. Saying that he celebrates Pride Month at school by selling trans and progress flags, pride flags, which hopefully lead to conversations. Would you look at that? Take a look.
It's almost Pride Month. Unfortunately, our high school year ends just before June begins. What's a Gender and Sexuality Alliance sponsor to do? Our club members wanted a day to feel prideful near the end of the year. So we came up with the Day of Love. The focus of the Day of Love is simple: to broadcast a message of support and positivity about our school's LGBTQ population in a fun way. And maybe we can start a few productive conversations along the way. From year to year, depending on the size of our membership, we've done a variety of activities throughout the Day of Love. But at its most basic, we sell pride flags and crafts, have productive conversations, and celebrate. Today, let's talk about selling flags and crafts. Small pride flags are easy to order online, and you can sell them for like a dollar. But the profit isn't the point. The point is to give the people in your building an opportunity to display their support for the community in a highly visible way. Besides the progressive pride flag, I let our members decide what kind of pride flags that they wanted to order on our limited budget. So this year we have classic progressive pride, pan, trans, bi, and the updated lesbian flag. I like to send out a Google form for my colleagues who can't make it down to the cafeteria where the Day of Love is happening. That way, our flags can make it all over the school. When possible, I also like to sell crafts that our members make. And this year, oh my God, we have little pride frogs that have, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm going to buy them all. I'm not going to be able to wait. And we have the flag sales in a central location in our cafeteria so that people come in, and then that's where part two can happen, the conversations.
Okay, number one. Okay, so the gays are using gay frogs. You can't make this stuff up. The gays are using gay frogs to promote homosexuality to children at school. Didn't Alex Jones talk about this years ago? Wasn't he demonized for reporting on the fact that they're turning the frogs gay? And now the gays are using gay frogs to promote gayness and homosexuality and sodomy to little kids? You cannot make this stuff up. The gays are turning the frogs gay. Holy crap. This is so unbelievable. Oh, but Alex Jones was demonized, slandered, looked to make crazy because of legitimate studies going on with amphibians turning homosexual. But here we are. Fast forward. Alex Jones is right again. The gays are turning the frogs gay. You just cannot make this up. Jeez, dude. Anyways, it's just... defeats the purpose. This is just one big joke, isn't it? Don't you guys just sit here? You're like, is someone playing a really sick joke on me? Like, this can't possibly be real. This can't possibly be the reality that I live in. Do I really live in this reality? Am I really in this generation? God, did you really put me here? I'm not complaining like a cuck. I'm just saying, damn, dude. You know what I mean? Don't you ever just feel that way? I'm not complaining. I'm never going to back down. I'm just saying sometimes you see stuff like that and you're just, this is just one big sick joke. This is just one gigantic, sick, twisted joke. You cannot make this stuff up. The gays turning the frogs gay to promote gayness to little gay kids at school. Or just children. I'm at a loss for words. I really don't know what to say. But anyways, it's interesting when you see these degenerates. They're open about it, right? Oh, we are going to take our pride flags. We are going to use this imagery and pass it around all the kids at school in hopes of what? Doesn't stop there. Not to just promote our identity, not to just be proud of who we are and our sodomy and our whatever, right? Whatever they're identifying as furries and animals and bestiality, this stuff just never stops, right? No, it doesn't stop there. They don't just want representation and to be seen. No, they openly say the quiet part out loud because they can't help themselves. They could never help themselves. You can't confine it. So they come out and they say, well, we hope that this is meant to lead to conversations. Oh, what kind of conversations? What kind of conversations? Huh? Conversations about what? Teacher? Sodomy with a little kid? Lesbianage with a little kid? Huh? You know, turn a little girl into a scissorer? Are these the kind of conversations you're having with minors? Huh, groomer? Okay, groomer. Yeah. You're totally just using this to just have some kind of conversation about what? What is there to talk about? When you're promoting degeneracy and all kind of sexual identities, all of these identities have to do with sex acts, okay, and sexual attractions. So you wave that damn flag at school, you're pushing all your pedophilia, all right, it's like candy. Oh, look at little kid, you want some candy? Come over to my ice cream truck. Hey, come over here. I'm in my big gay rainbow ice cream truck. Come over here. I got some tasty flavors for you. You're going to really like it. You want to see it? Oh, come over here, little kid. You see this rainbow sherbet? You're really going to like that. Oh, you want to talk about your sexuality? Oh, little kid, let's have a conversation in my big gay ice cream truck while you eat your rainbow sherbet. Let's have a conversation about your sexuality, little girl. Huh? Are you a little boy? Are you attracted to other little boys? Or are you a little boy and do you think that you're actually a little girl, but you're attracted to little boys? So that just means that, you're trans. So now let's discuss chopping your genitals off. Mommy and daddy won't do that, will they? Mommy and daddy like Jesus? Hey, shh, don't tell them. But you can come to my house and we can further talk about this and your sexual identity because mom and dad are bigots. They like Trump and Jesus, so they hate you, and they want you to kill yourself. So come to my house, and then we'll really have some fun.
Oh, this is definitely happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Protect your kids! My name is Yuri Hernandez. I will see you guys.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.